7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
We all know how it works.
Begin transmission.
But not. Apparently. What the damn hell? Okay, just whatever. Yeah, this is how we do it. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another breathless episode of The Dubious Ghost Committee. Yep. Hold on a minute. What? Yeah, okay, no. 1930 UTC. Hi, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. your Pubnik's supported radio. Yeah. Cause that's a thing here in the Fediverse. Welcome to the Fediverse. Oh my god, I'm in a weird mood today. Because I'm having a very strange day. Really, kind of unusual day in that I probably should have stayed up later. Because, I was trying to go to bed at 2:30 a.m. That really didn't fly, but I did fall asleep shortly after 3 a.m. And then woke up at 9. Actually, it was before that. I woke up at 8:30, but I didn't get off the floor until 9 o'clock because I kept trying to go back to sleep, thinking, I need some more sleep. I always need some more sleep because I never get enough sleep. And I couldn't go back to sleep. So I got up. I started doing stuff. All the usual stuff. Eat breakfast. Make and drink tea. And then, do other stuff. Oh, including start another load of laundry. Because I only did one load of laundry yesterday. I got distracted. I was watching football. Got me some slack. And so, and then I couldn't figure out what to do. So I thought, oh, what the hell, I'll wash my hair, I guess. So I washed my hair. And now my hair is really good. Wow. How, what is it that I did differently this time? So I got hair powers today. I have magical hair powers, which is what's given me such a lovely attitude out here today at Tranquility Park. Again. Looking for marmots. Again. Oh, but yeah, I'm just remembering something. Iron Angels 3. And this is why I just almost got charged by a squirrel. Is that a black squirrel? I'm also walking directly into the sun. It's already 17 degrees. So it's very nice. It's a lovely day. It is a little bit breezy because we're down here in the valley. There's no wind at my house. I need to go to the grocery store, but instead I'm just walking around. Dur-da-dur-da-dur. Because that's what I do. I walk around. And I look for stuff. I'm not finding anything. But last night, this was at about what? Yeah, about 2 a.m. Last night, this was after I was baking the cookies. Don't ask. Why am I freaking out on cookies lately? I don't know. I do not know. But regardless, I started watching a movie. At 2 a.m., eating some of those cookies and drinking tea, of course. And generally powering down, getting ready to go to sleep. And I will often, at this point, put something on TV that I don't have to pay attention to, but sort of holds my interest anyway, kind of. So, but I'll watch something, I won't watch it, but I'll do, for example, I'll put on a football game that I don't need to know the result of, or that I don't need to watch, so I can fall asleep watching it, and I don't feel like I need to stay awake to see what happens. It's kind of breezy out here, but yeah. Now I'm just in the wind. But instead of doing anything smart last night, like putting on a Tian Gao game or a Mahjong game or something like that, which is very common for me to do. Hey, wait. No. I started a movie. And I'm not sure what... Ah, damn it. I almost fell down. How often do I trip on that route that's right there? That's like, what, every fourth time we come out here? Anyway. So I started this movie up. And it has a long name that I now can't remember. But it's basically just known as Iron Angels 3. And in case you're wondering, no, I have not seen Iron Angels 1 and 2. Because you kind of don't need to. And when I'm looking for really bizarre things, when I'm looking for, you know, when I'm looking really looking for the good stuff, I don't start with the first or second movie. Because you got to figure, if something's coming up, okay. If you want a bad movie, you get the one in the franchise that doesn't have the star that kicked off the franchise. You know what I mean? If you want a bad movie, you got to get the one where, in the franchise, where the star is no longer involved. A good example would be, no, I shouldn't say it. Don't say it, Tub. That's a squirrel, not a marmot running by. Karate Kid 4. No. Don't go there. So, I started watching Iron Angels 3. Here comes a bike. And whereas I don't have a date on it yet, because I need to pay a little bit more attention, it's late 80s or 90s. Howdy. Wait, what's that? No, just another squirrel. Hi, squirrely. Running through the leaves, sounding like a marmot. So figure, you know... You know, it could be as late as... Well, it's hard to tell. I'll have to get a date on this, but... It's a little old. And it's, you know, straight out of Hong Kong. And... I don't know what language it was originally filmed in. Probably multiples. But it's been dubbed... And subbed in a couple of different languages, which just makes it so much better for me. This is what I love. Hold on. We're approaching the pit of despair in the horizontal forest here. As I'm just walking around in the forest for no reason. So this movie, you know, is an older 90s style Hong Kong kung fu movie. And it starts off, I don't know, it starts off, doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's not ever going to make sense. So I'm not waiting for it to make sense. starts off with this guy who's some kind of super duper agent that doesn't have anything to do with anything, and then it cuts to the plot with the girls and the secret agent girls that are super badass, and it's just nothing but a setup for more and more fights. It was beautiful. But I only watched about 45 minutes of it. And then I turned off the sound and I tried to go to sleep. But now I gotta take off my sunglasses because I've entered the puffball zone. We got fresh puffs on this log. Freshy puffy puffs. And that big burst of puffs that we found, you know, what, 2 weeks ago? These are turning black over here behind me. They're not even puffing. Okay, if I step on them a little bit. Oh yeah, puffy, puffy, puff. It looks like smoke, yellow smoke coming out. Get some spores going. Spore it up. Little darling, spore it up. All right. Spore it up. Okay, looking down into the pit. Are there any marmots out here today? Where the hell are the marmots? So my point about this movie, and I do have one, is that I do need to finish watching it. That's my big plan for today. Watch the rest of that movie. And go to the grocery store, get some food. I'm out of food. And I should go to the... I just realized something. Why am I going to normal, boring neighborhood store? When I should be going to the Jade Treasure store. I mean, after all, got the hair magic going today. I don't know what the hell's up with my hair today. But it's huge. And of course, once again, hey, I found raptor pellets. As I was getting dressed, after I washed my hair, I had to be careful to not tuck my hair into my pants. Yeah, but you know, you can plan for these things, but it never works out. Then you gotta pull your hair out of your pants. Okay, you got your first world problems. You got your third world problems. Big bird above me. What is it? Ooh, who is that dude? That is not a red tail. It is not... What the hell kind of bird is that? Well, we got some kind of big-ass hawk flying around up there that I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a Cooper's hawk. Okay, we saw a dude. He's over there. Now I can't see him. Trees are in the way. Anyway, what was I talking about? Going to the store? Yeah, but I need things from various stores. I need things from the regular store. I need stuff from the good store, including tea. Is today tea buying day? Maybe. No. I need food. I need some yummy food. There's my bird. He came back. Who is this guy? He's cruising around up there. Looking for some delicious lunch. Which is what I should be looking for as well. At the grocery store. Oh, I was going to buy some more bitters too, but... don't really need it right now. There was something weird I was going to buy, but now I can't remember what it was. It wasn't the bitters. What? Yeah, I don't even know. Anyway, so I've looped around over the top of the path, and I'm blah blah blah. There's another squirrel running around. Squirrels, squirrels, squirrels. They're so nice. Oh yeah, so I want to go back to the good store, the tea store. So I can run into that one girl. And so I can zap her with my hair again. Last time she was so funny, I almost died. And eventually she said, I love your hair. I love your hair. And I just wanted to scream at her, I love your cute little face. Because she was kind of a cutie. She was just hilarious. But concentrate, Tobe. What do you need at the store? Well, I need some lap chung. No, the other store. The store that's up the street. Geez, now I can't remember. Got to get something to eat. Maybe, do I want sandwiches? No. Do I want to cook? I don't want to cook today, but I might want to cook tomorrow. And also, did I mention that I have this bizarre urge to make beef bourguignon? Maybe that'll happen. Maybe I'll need to buy like half pound roast, and I can cut it up, and I can make about 8 days worth of food. No, that's not happening. I'm just gonna walk around in the wind. Anyway, I'm just sort of walking back to my car. I don't know, where the hell are the marmots? Where are all the dudes? I don't know where any of the dudes are, so. So what does it mean? Well, usually at this point we just turn on the synthesizer, but are we doing any synthesizer? Yeah, what the hell? Okay, yeah, remember this? Remember where we are here? Yeah, start up the sequencer and it does this now. Okay, right? Remember where we are with this? It's not all that great, really. I mean, it's fun. It's kind of great. But I like this part. This part is okay. And then we have this. Do we need it? I don't know. Perfectly honest, I've been thinking that it's time to unpatch this. Yeah, you know, whereas this is great and all, what's the point? What are we doing here? Are we trying to actually make a thing, or are we just sitting around doing nothing? I don't know. But I keep having
this idea that maybe we need to just switch in different LFOs. Okay, let's take everything down. Except for this. And what happens when we plug in a different LFO? Let's plug in a fast LFO. No, it doesn't do us any good, does it? That's not what we're trying to do. Let's do this one instead. Nope. If we want a wider range, let's do this. But that's not... What am I trying to do here? I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be focusing on that. Maybe we need to focus on this. This is very boring. This is very dull. What needs to happen to this exactly? I don't know. What's left to do to it? I don't know. Huh. Well, what if what do we have left to go over? What do we got? Well, we got some sequencer. I suppose we could do something with that, but what? Well, let's just start doing it, I guess. I'm all out of medium cables, and are my short cables long enough to get to the VCA? Oh, not quite. Okay. Well, I guess that means we're using the long cables. And this is why we need to unpatch everything. Does this really need to be happening like this? Does it really? Do we need to do a thing? I don't know. Okay, so we take some pitch voltage out of there, out of that. And that's the wrong thing. And we plug it into the VCA. And then we plug the VCA output into the oscillator pitch input, and we get same as we always get. Might as well turn it on. But how do I? What am I doing? I don't know. How does it work? I don't know. Am I doing it wrong? Probably doing it wrong. Okay, let's plug this into this, and now we get something, right? No. Why does this control pitch? This makes no sense. Wait, do I have this plugged in right? Am I doing that right? Let's unplug everything again. Make sure that I know what I'm doing. I want to do a thing. Oh, I just realized something. I can't really do it like this. We need to cheat, and we need to we're not cheating. We're just doing it more gooder. This, we're gonna go the opposite direction here. Plug the thing into the thing. And we plug the uh output of... Wait, that goes in there. This goes in here. This goes from here into here. There it is. And then, geez, it's running out of long cables, too. Time to buy some cables. Tobe, aren't you always saying you need to buy some cables? Yeah, I always am. And I still haven't done it. And... Okay. We got something. We got something. And why did we need to do this again? Still running away. Okay. Pretty exciting. We could add reverb. Oh, why is my effects processor not on? Oh yeah, that's right. I had to unplug it to plug in the battery charger because I had to charge the batteries. Okay. Plug the thing back in. I need some reverb and some delay. Or some chorus and some reverb. Here we go. Turn it up. Yeah, there's delay in there because now it just self smears together. Interesting. It's not that great. I'm just wimping out here. I'm just making excuses. Do with this? What is the point of what I'm doing? I think this is the big indicator that things need to be unpatched, and I guess you'll find out if I do that or not tomorrow on the next episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And now the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Time for a sandwich.